Hey folks, Jason here. I have a quick story to tell, and I felt like it would be relevant that you, my inner circle community, could benefit from it. So my wife and I have been in a fight the last couple days, which is unusual for us that it lasts this long. And I was really convinced it was her. As I am sometimes, I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so got this one figured out, and it's totally not me, right? You've probably been there. So the short of it is this, without revealing too much about her. As you know, one of her style is more to withdraw, and I'm more of the pursuer, right? It wasn't always this way. It used to be that I was the withdrawer and she was the pursuer, but in, you know, 12 or so years, things flip. So anyway, I'm more pursuer guy, she's more distancer girl. And that's been happening, and she's going through certain things in her life that have her challenged and facing that withdraw in herself more. And I sometimes make it about me, and often I'm pretty good about not doing that. But for whatever reason, let me just explain it. So she was out of town with my kids for a few days to give me a work break and to see her family over the holidays. And I just worked, and it was so awesome. And I had the most incredible solo weekend. I locked myself in my house for essentially 3.5 days and just let my creativity explode and expand. And I wrote, and I organized, and I spent a lot of time on my business and my systems to organize just this insane amount of information I have in my being. So it was super fulfilling, needless to say, and very, very nourishing. And she was with her family, who's awesome, but challenging, right? It's a family of origin. So she comes home, and she's did great with the kids. Everything was good. It was a really positive trip. Her family was great. And yet, as you're realizing, you know, when we work on ourselves, no one in our family of origin can really get us and support us. So we have to become the leader in the family, the patriarch or the matriarch, because no one can really hold space for you once you start working on yourself. It's always the most emotionally developed and mature person in any given family that is kind of holding space for everyone else and their experience. And you don't have to do that, but it's just the way it is you're, you might not always act like the most mature person in the family when you go home, but you are. Unless you have a sibling that's going for it or a parent who's done years and years of personal growth work. So typically it's you. And that's her and her family, and that's me and my family. So needless to say, she didn't get any of a lot of emotional support, right? So she comes home needing that, and I'm really resourced. But she also is in her pattern of pulling back a little bit just to take care of herself, really. And I'm like wanting to tell her and download her about my whole weekend and just process the whole thing and share all my highs and what I got and what I extracted and how her life is going to be so great and on and on. And she wasn't really available all week because she was in her own stuff and working with, you know, the transition coming back home and the massive pile of stuff she had to deal with now, because, right, I got to deal with my pile and she came home to her undealt with pile and me working all week and her with the kids most of the time and her working a little bit. So, needless to say, it turned into a pretty disappointing experience for both of us. And then I finally reached my threshold. And this is what happened for me. And this is key for you guys to hear. Is this? I lost my seat somewhere around Thursday. She came back on a Monday. Thursday, I'd reached my threshold of like, no, I really want to tell you, and I'm kind of tired of you being like not really available to me. And so I spoke up. But instead of saying, all I needed to do was share the impact, here's what I could have said. Honey, just sharing impact. I feel unmet right now, alone, and sad that I'm not getting to share and connect with you. And I had been sharing a little bit of that throughout the week, but that's all I needed to say. But at this point, it had escalated, right? She's kind of going further into herself, and I'm getting more and more frustrated. And instead, I just kind of let her have it and criticized her, and it came out as judgments. You're not available, you're so fill in the blank, and you're totally in your pattern, and you're not helping me over here, and you're like doing your thing, and it's fucking annoying. And we got into a big fight. Our fights are like blowout fights, aren't, there's no screaming, there's no yelling, there's no throwing things. It's very calm, but it's really intense. The tone of voice, the nervous system's getting really elevated, and and then at nighttime, right, she has kind of a boundary, which is that after 8 o'clock we don't do a lot of processing about our relationship, or 8:30, because she starts to fade out, right? And I can go, I get tired at night early also, but I can stay up all night because I love this stuff, and it's just more my style. Her style is more introversion and kind of working with it herself, and I'm like, no, let's talk about it. Anyway, multiple layers here. She goes into just further withdrawal basically during the fight, and I escalate to try to be heard, which just never works. And we've been here before. So here's the cool nugget that I got from it, that I've gotten before about our fight, and I was convinced it was her. And when I dug deeper into myself, I dug way down inside myself in the middle of the night, and I was like, "Hey, what, dude, what is going on here?" And I did basically the four C's on myself. I looked at my core complaint, the core issue and feeling this brings up in me, the core belief that arises out of it, and then the core strategy, right? And I discovered a thing I've discovered before, but it's been dormant for a while, which is I'm projecting that she's not available and not engaged, right? And I now turn into my dad, and she turns into me. And whenever I would do sports as a kid, my dad would criticize me as not being engaged enough, not trying hard enough. And that's essentially what I was telling her. You're not engaged with me. You're not trying hard enough. Come on, step up. Which never works with her. And it certainly didn't work with me when my dad did it as a kid. What I would do is withdraw. And I would shut down, and I would lose. If I was doing sports, I would lose as like a fuck you to my dad, to like get him off my back, because he wanted me to try harder and win or compete more. So years ago, I had a therapist actually point this out, a couples therapist that called this out on us in a session, and I was like, whoa. And I still fall into that pattern. So it was helpful to see, and then I start working the process, right, on it. And it's been really liberating. And now my partner and I are connected. It's been, that was Thursday night this started. It's now Saturday. And we're all good. And we're going on a date tonight, and things are cool. We're reconnected. So anyway, it was 24 hours of gnarliness and disconnection and essentially me blaming her. And she kept being like, dude, what is going on with you? Which is always my sign that like I need to stop in my tracks. So sometimes what I'm saying, why I'm sharing this with you, because sometimes there's a subtler experience going on that you don't know, where you turn into one of your parents and you're projecting the little boy or little girl that you were onto your spouse. And now you're treating them the way your parents treated you. So look and investigate if this is going on for you. And I'm sure for some of you it is. And once you identify that, it's really liberating, because you can get to work on the real issue again. It's not about your partner. And I kind of had myself convinced that it was, which it never really is. But I'm wanting her to meet me halfway here. And rather than just accept her as she is and trust, I was like feeling anxious, because I was unwilling to be with my discomfort of feeling alone, basically. So get in there, go for it, take notes on this, and see if it applies to your relationship. And we'll talk to you guys soon.